Lance Medow, Paul DeTino here with you on Giants.com. This is our game preview as we get you set for game two of the preseason between the Giants and the Jaguars at MetLife Stadium. And Paul, the team's coming off a 23-10 loss to the Cincinnati Bengals last weekend. Offense, defense, the starters got a lot of work in, but the continuing statement by Tom Coughlin is improvement all around.
Well, every week you always want to see the team get better, but especially in the passing game. I think that Tom Coughlin admitted that last week against Cincinnati, not only was the offense not doing so well and the defense didn't do great either, it was more that he wants to take deep shots in this game. He wants to see the long passing game come to life against the Jaguars.
So what type of a challenge do the Jacksonville Jaguars pose? Well, that was a question that Tom Coughlin was asked earlier this week.
This weekend will be an outstanding test because you have a team that's trying to be very physical, wants to run the ball, has a good run defense, so it'll be a good test.
And the Jaguars also had a knack to get to the quarterback last season, 46 sacks. That was top six in the NFL. So that means that the offensive line, Paul, is going to get a good test. It looks like John Jerry and Marshall Newhouse will make up the right guard and right tackle spots to starts. But Jeff Schwartz is going to get an opportunity in this game as well.
Yes, we've seen a lot of him both at right guard and at right tackle during practice during this past week. And I do think that Coach Coughlin wants to get him action at both spots in this ballgame.
Preseason games are opportunities for the back end of the depth chart, and where there's a great deal of depth on this team, Paul, is wide receiver. So that means players like Corey Washington, James Jones, Preston Parker, even Dwayne Harris, they got a lot of reps in at practice this week, and they're going to be able to showcase their skill sets against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, we all know who the top three guys are on the wide receiver chart, and those guys don't necessarily need to prove anything. It's the guys on the back end, because there's going to be a numbers crunch at wide receiver when the Giants finally get down to 53. Coach says these guys are getting extra reps, they're going to have to earn their spots.
And speaking of earning their spot, a new face for the New York Giants is safety Brandon Merriweather. And Paul, this is going to be his first taste of action in a big blue uniform.
Guy who didn't have any offseason program with anybody. He was a free agent on the streets, only been here for a few days. A longtime veteran, though, has played the last few years with the Redskins, knows the division well, knows the Giants pretty well, and he's going to get a chance to now show that he actually belongs on the 53 as well.
Known for his physicality and toughness during his tenure in the NFL. For Paul DeTino, I'm Lance Medow, getting you set for the Giants and Jaguars. This is your game preview here on Giants.com.